This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk.
We are going to test your ability to digest what you hear in yet another way.
Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast. I'm going to take that out of my ear. Tonight will be a retro, I guess. Retro as in 3 or 4 days ago podcast. I had a party podcast that I didn't think I was going to use. I was going to scrap the whole thing. I decided to do a little creative editing and make a full... Luke, do you want to say hi?
Hello.
No, say hello.
Hello.
And what's your name?
Luke Edward.
Okay. We decided we do a full podcast. And actually, it looks like if I add up all the tidbits here, it's only going to be about maybe a 10-minute cast. So this will be a flashback party podcast. If you get bored of it and think it sucks, just turn it off and wait for the next show. So we're going to go ahead and give it a whirl and let us know what you think. If you don't listen to the whole thing, I'll tell you the email address now. Redboy@redboypodcast.com, or just check it out at www.redboypodcast.com. And just a quick side note, I think Mr. Brian from the She Said, He Said podcast, I think we're going to get some podcast t-shirts going here pretty soon. So if you're looking for some podcasting t-shirts, and I know everybody has to be, anybody is going to want a podcasting t-shirt, check it out. We'll have bargain basement prices on it just because we don't want to get stuck with the bill. So coming soon, we're probably going to take some pre-orders. So either email Brian or myself. Again, that's redboy@redboypodcast.com. And give us a shout out. We'll do a quick closing once we get done. We're going to start tonight with a little bit about my lack of hair and made-for-TV curling irons. And then we're going to talk to a friend of ours about a lady at his job and her nose and snot. It's kind of entertaining. And then a little fireside cast a la Mr. X about a local fire and some redneck trying to sell copper wire. So give it a listen, and we'll catch you in a few.
I just started the podcast again. Back to the story. So today you went into my bathroom.
No, I ran out of hairspray, so I go running in. I'm like, oh, Matt's got to have a little left. I'm like, no.
A little left from what?
He's bald.
I don't have a hairbrush.
No need for hairspray.
I don't have a hairbrush, let alone hairspray.
A little left. What were you thinking?
A little left on top, maybe?
Well, you might want to spike it.
Spike it, yeah. I got a cut today.
Is it a little bit further back here? From this side?
Yeah, it's been that way for like 3 years. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, you know. Dave, at least you're a redhead with hair.
I know. Tell me. I feel for you. I know what it's like to be without hairspray.
We're watching Spider-Man.
Without hairspray.
Watch
I don't know.
At all times. You know, digging for any of starch. Well, starch, polyurethane. You know, there's got to be something.
Starch your hair.
There's got to be something that'll hold. Yeah. It used to be bigger than yours because we go out.
We know
it
I
wasn't
was,
that big. You talk, but it wasn't like the big dick. It was.
It seemed like it sometimes.
No, it was. Trust me, it was.
You know, I was laughing earlier because the girls were down here and they were talking about Allison doesn't have the same hair straightener as her friend.
Right, Sammy.
And
they have that one.
Well, they have the what's it called the.
You knew what it was.
It's some kind of ceramic hair straightener. That's on TV.
We watched that whole infomercial.
And it's like the Bob hair straightener.
I wasn't getting it. I was almost sold.
No. So, yeah, we've all been sold. And I'm like,
we know how you are with TV.
Well, and
TV, it's got to be real.
Well, that's what I thought was so funny was I'm sitting there going, holy crap. And I'm like, oh, no, she has the good one. I'm like, is that the one from TV? I'm like, holy crap, it actually works? Well, and you can't laugh, Amy, because the curling iron you bought said ceramic.
Ceramic, I bought it. Because my last one was ceramic also.
And it is dead, so what's that proof?
Well, no, it was 6 years old.
What's up?
The person you know has what?
The biggest nostrils I have ever seen.
And what about those nostrils bother you?
I'm not saying anymore.
Well, nobody knows you.
What is this thing?
No, this is just an eye river. This is called an eye river?
You've got more gadgets.
Oh, I do,
swear.
Yeah.
What is that?
Direct TV. What is that?
Direct record. Direct recording.
Oh, yes, done
website? Okay.
Several.
Oh, yeah. I'm a toe. Okay.
Well, I had to go to a unit meeting with their unit.
With the big nostrils.
And she was sick. And I didn't know this. And I just went in. There was one chair. I sat down. The whole thing, she's just like, schnocker, schnocker. Pile of tissues like this on the table.
Gross.
2 days later, I'm sick. Okay, well, so here again.
Let him tell a story.
I walk down my aisle to go to my desk, and I hear all this. And I was at my desk, and then somebody had said, well, so-and-so needs to see you, because I, like, solve everybody's problems there. I'm like, no, I'm not going over there. Like,
yeah. That's where I have a bio suit.
I was sick for 2 weeks, you know, after sitting next to her. I mean, it's like, the first day is, like, the most contagious. Is that...
Yeah, like at the beginning. Really? Just, yeah.
Okay, because she wasn't like that the day before. So why would a person go to work, I mean, if they're that sick, and they're going to be sitting there... And
with a mound of Kleenex.
You know, just schlockering all over the place. I just don't get it. I don't know.
No, the guys who burned down the building, no, they said, well, no, the lady who was... No, the wife was on TV today, and she had about... 2 teeth, I think. Maybe 3.
The wife of who?
The wife of the husband and the... Oh, shit. Sorry.
Oh, put your shoes on.
I have my shoes on. No. The wife of the husband and son.
3 teeth.
And she had... Oh, if she had 3, she's lucky. Maybe 3.5.
It was a father and son?
Yeah, it's a father and son. And he'd been laid off from somewhere.
Bikes?
And no, not bikes.
It was like a... He got the wrong building, kind of.
But he was laid off, so, you know, the hard times on money, and he heard where he could make some money selling copper wire. So, they broke, or he did, and the son supposedly was in the car, that he could break in and steal some copper wire out of the old factory.
Like to sell it to meth labs?
I don't know. And then all of a sudden, the building caught on fire, supposedly. So they dropped the arson charge and just charged him with...
What do you think he was like, using a soldering thing?
But then he also said, well, we also saw 4 girls running from the building. So coincidentally, when I'm here stealing copper, there's 4 girls running from the building.
I missed all that.
So, I don't know.
Luke, are you cold?
It's like a really bad...
I feel perfect.
But I would say that...
Don't run down the hill. That's it. Stay here. Yes.
But I would say it's a really bad arson story, but it's like, who would come up with the story of stealing copper? Unless you're really stealing copper, would you say you're...
They sold it on The Sopranos, didn't they?
Wasn't
there like a copper war or copper wire plot where they were like hijacking copper wire?
She could use it for teeth, I don't know.
Yeah.
You see the
ducks out there, isn't
it? I think they're getting frisky.
We haven't seen baby ducks, though, like the first years we moved in here. No. I mean, we used to have them, like, walk across the yard. So cute.
Saw a mallard in the parking lot at work the other day.
You know, a where mallard the, duck in the parking lot?
Yes, you know where the vans park there? It was, like, right in between that row and then that first
Which is about cars. 20 miles from water.
It was just standing right in the middle there, like, looking around. It was a male mallard duck.
They do go, like that St. Joe little...
Retention
basin.
Must have blown over.
Don't
eat
the fish.
No, the night is nice
now. This
is the
wind
quit. Usually it is at night. Mm-hmm. We'll sit around here and just drink up.
This is nice.
Yeah, like
we need one of these, Amy.
I know. We're going tomorrow.
We do need one, because then we can do like Mr. X and do podcasts by the fireside. Fireside podcasts.
There's a way to geekify.
You know what? Yeah. We do. Okay, you know what? If that is going to justify getting one of these, you know what? Let's do it. You know, I think that's a great idea.
All right, so there you go. Even the Red Boy can geekify a fire pit, so maybe I'll get to do a fireside chat too. I don't live in the country and can't just dig holes in my yard and start burning logs, so I have to get one of these little fire pit things to start doing it. Anyway, there you go. That was the first party podcast that somewhat came off all right. And the good news for you listeners is it was only 10 minutes and a few seconds long. So I won't keep you any longer than we have to. Again, this is Red Boy. Email me at redboy@redboypodcast.com. Or just go hit us up at www.redboypodcast.com. And, of course, always check out the good friends over at podcastoutlaws.com. And let's see. Oh, you know what? By the time you listen to this, it'll be time to go vote. My goal this month is to get more than 2 votes. And I think last month one of my votes was myself. So let's see if we can get myself and maybe a couple more votes in. So throw in some votes, please. Maybe 4? Am I asking too much with 4 votes? I don't think so. So, you know what? Little podcast incest. Somebody, you know, let's go vote for each other or whatever. So, anyway, enjoy your evening, day, afternoon, whatever you have. Hope you enjoy the first party podcast, and we'll holla at you later. Red Boy, out.